A different kind of immigration story now, a story about a struggle for recognition. In Washington, D.C., a controversy is brewing over what to call one block in one neighborhood. There's an effort underway to name that block Little Ethiopia. But as NPR's Michelle Martin reports, that's put African immigrants at odds with some African Americans.
For decades, the U Street corridor was known as the heart of black commerce and culture in Washington. Madison Avenue and Broadway, all in one. These days, a new group is setting up shop with their own language and rhythm. You can hear it at Habiti, where the lunch crowd is just thinning out on 9th Street just off U. Diners polish off spiced lentils on injera bread, most are observing Lent, and nod to the latest hit by Ethiopian songstress Ababa. As many as 200,000 Ethiopians have migrated to the Washington area over the last 30 years, believed to be the largest population outside of Ethiopia. Many have thrived in Washington, opening restaurants and other businesses to serve their own, as well as customers from across the city, which sparked an idea. Why not name a block off U Street Little Ethiopia?
A lot of people were thinking, hey, we've been here for quite a while. For this generation who came here as a refugee here have brought their own identities, their culture, their food, their religion. And they said, why don't we try to have something to name our identity and our presence in Washington, D.C.?
That's Tamrat Medin, a real estate agent who has lived in the area for 30 years. He thought, with a dozen Ethiopian businesses clustered along just one block, who would object?
I say to them, find another block, because that block is a historical block for blacks.
Sandra Butler Truesdale is a fourth-generation Washingtonian and the owner of a local business on U Street, the MMA Gallery.
When you first heard about this idea, what was your reaction?
When I first heard about it, I was very angry, because it was my thought, the nerve of you. I mean, yes, I welcome you into the community to do whatever it is that you need to do, but I don't like the idea of you coming to my country, my city, my whatever, neighborhood, and saying that I should change something and make it Ethiopian way.
Butler Truesdale's family has owned a house in the neighborhood for more than 100 years. Her father ran an accounting business on U Street at a time when Washington was more segregated southern town than urban metropolis. Her store is part art gallery, part Black History Museum.
That is a black and white photo that was taken in New York City.
Hung floor to ceiling with portraits of artists and legends who made U Street the place to see and be seen.
It was a wonderful place to be. It was Easter Sunday. It was Memorial Day. It was let's get out and boogie woogie at the Lincoln Colonnade. Lionel Hampton, Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker.
Butler Truesdale believes the newcomers don't appreciate what the old-timers went through, the riots, the crack wars, the redlining, to make the area livable, let alone desirable. But not everyone who shares that legacy shares that view. Take Rick Lee.
I love what's happening now. As a matter of fact, they have more diversity now.
We caught up with Rick Lee at a spot called Duke City. He owns Lee's Flower and Card Shop, a business on the U Street corridor founded by his parents in 1945. Lee thinks Little Ethiopia could be good marketing in the way Chinatown is shorthand for exotic food and fun.
I love the Ethiopians. I love the Latinos. The Asians are up here, you know, and yuppies.
Yuppies. Like the yuppies too?
I don't have a problem with yuppies. I think yuppies work for me. Okay, the color of money is green, so I'm selling flowers. I'm not worried about who's buying them. I just want you to buy my flowers, okay?
Rick Lee may have the detachment of a pragmatist, but the disagreement has left plenty of hurt feelings on both sides of U Street, an unwelcome undertone to the strains of jazz, hip-hop, and Amharic music heard along this bustling thoroughfare. Among those with bruised feelings is Tamrat Medin, who still hopes to see Little Ethiopia recognized.
I was a little bit surprised at first. I said, well, we are a diaspora who came late, but they are a diaspora who came earlier, I said. And I thought they should try to bring us together. They should try to, you know, help us to be part of the system.
I am offended by some of the actions and reactions to our saying that we don't want this to happen.
Sandra Butler Truesdale.
The persons that I've talked to seem not to want to acknowledge that history that's there. That's my concern.
Acknowledgement, some might call it respect, that is in the end what stands at the core of the argument over 9th Street. Two peoples with a shared but separate past, unknown to each other, reunited uneasily at a corner in Washington. Michelle Martin, NPR News, Washington.